Thank you very much, Merle. That was real great as usual. Say, before you do another number, I'd like to present what I'd like to call the Merle Travis story. Do you mind?
I don't care, Jim. Of course, ain't much to tell.
Well, quite the contrary. I think there's quite a bit to tell, and I'm sure all the folks will be interested. First of all, we take you to a little country home near Rosewood, Kentucky. A boy is born to the Travis family, a family of coal miners. Of course, the parents, like all parents, have plans for the little boy. He'll be a coal miner like his dad. 8 short years later, little Merle had learned to play the family banjo pretty good. Then his brother, Taylor, presented him with a handmade guitar. Not much for tone, but solid. With 6 strings. You see, the banjo had only 5. Like I say, the nimble fingers of Merle Travis had learned the banjo pretty well. And they insisted on playing the same way on the guitar. So there came into being a style never before heard on the guitar. A fellow by the name of Mose Rager gave Merle a guitar thumb pick along about then, and the combination of banjo and guitar was welded into a style that's been copied by guitar players ever since. What happened next, Merle?
Well, Jimmy, I got a little older and kindly wanted to be a cartoonist, and I also got the urge to run around the country some, too. I went up to Evansville, Indiana to visit my brother, and he took me to a marathon dance one night. While we was there, he talked the band leader into letting me play a little tune on the guitar and sing.
And right then and there, that little country band gave Merle Travis a job picking and singing on the radio with him. What happened next, Trav?
Oh, I worked with several different bands around. Clayton McMitchin and the Georgia Wildcats and a quartet that we call the Drifting Pioneers and a bunch of other groups.
Uh-huh. Eventually, your trail led to Hollywood and the movies, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. The first picture that I had a chance to work in was with Ray Whitley. And I remember the second picture I worked in was with a fellow by the name of Jimmy Wakely.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'll never forget the director on that picture, though. He was so taken by your different style of playing the guitar, he photographed your hands in action. You know, that's the first time I was ever lost a close-up to a pair of hands.
Well, Jim, it wasn't my hands that helped me so much along the way. It was many hands. The helping hands of friends that believed in me, the hands of the Almighty that gave me the faith in myself and what I was trying to prove.
And prove it you did, Merle. From the very start on Capitol Records, you were known for your hits. First, There Was No Vacancy, then Divorce Me, COD, Sweet Temptation, Missouri, and so many more, including the song you wrote for Tex Williams called Smoke, Smoke, Smoke. And, of course, the latest one that you wrote for Tennessee Ernie, 16 Tons.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you got the idea for 16 Tons, Trav.
Well, that sort of come from remembering how my folks used to work in the coal mines. They was always working, always in debt, but always on the job.
Today, there's a plaque in the little town of Ebenezer, Kentucky. It's 6 feet tall and stands proudly for all to see. Inscribed on it are these words, dedicated to Merle Travis, who has done so much towards directing the spotlight on his home, through his words and songs about his home and his people. His songwriting, his singing, and his playing have won the hearts of many and the respect of all his fellow workers. All this about a fella who wanted to be a cartoonist, Merle Travis.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot, Jim. And if you would like, all right, and allow me to, I'd like to try to sing the song that you mentioned last, the song 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones, with the mind that's weak and a back that's strong, you load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. Raised in a canebrake by an old mama lion. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's a pretty part.
Well, if you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men did and a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other one of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.